96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. On the line, a legend. I said it. It was 1992. I was in Huntsville, Alabama, and I met this 17-year-old kid, Oakwood, named Brian Knight. The rest is history. What's up, Brian? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Brian, that's funny.
Brian is frightened. He's like, what is going on? But, Brian, I've been a fan the whole time, and I tell you what, man, I really have. Your career has been amazing.
Brian, first of all, let's talk about Exodus. And I told Mark that you said this would be your last studio album. It's your 20th. Yeah, you confirmed that.
I did. It's really refreshing to know that, you know, after this, and now don't get me wrong, I'm not retiring. I'm still going to be on the road, at least for the foreseeable future. It's just a matter of whether I'm going to create new music and actually release it. I'm always going to write songs. It's just inside of me. It's part of me. But it's the prospect of waking up in the morning and not doing what I have to do, but only doing things that I want to do with my wife moving forward.
Brian, I talked to you when I worked in New York, and you know, we were talking about like the huge success of your early albums, but you still find that people still want to hear those old cuts, and you feel like now you're much more Brian McKnight. Do you still feel that way? And that being the case, is there any, you know, would there be any regrets if you stopped recording?
No, I think that what I was saying was before I started making records, I had to figure out who Brian McKnight was. I think that when it came to the songs I was writing, because I hadn't experienced anything, I wrote about love. I made it seem like I knew about what that was, but I was really just imitating the other songs that I heard as a songwriter. And it wasn't until I told your wife, until I met my wife, Leilani, and when I was 42, that's the first time I ever had a real experience of writing from my heart. Because I didn't have a heart before then. I didn't know that even love could possibly exist until she walked into my life.
And I have to ask you, as a man, what is your advice for women so they don't play themselves trying to run after somebody who's not into them? Because I'm sure along the way, a lot of women thought, oh, yeah, that's my man. That's Brian McKnight. That's my man. But you really weren't their man until Leilani. So,
Brian will answer that question next on WHUR.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.
96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. We're talking with Brian McKnight, and Brian just divulged to us that he not only didn't like some of the women, or most people in his life, he definitely didn't love them until now.
So I have to know, like, what's the secret? Because, look, ladies, we need to know when a guy is just not into us, and who better to hear it from than Brian McKnight? What is that advice for the sisters?
Oh, man. It's really the same advice I have for the brothers. You have to be the best you can possibly be to attract the best. Mm-hmm. You can't be out here and expect that if you're in a group of guys that are all the same, that women are going to look at you any differently. I would imagine that for the women, that it's the same. My wife isn't like anybody that I've ever seen, that I've ever met, that I've ever been around. She is one of one.
I love that. And you say the greatest song you ever wrote is your latest single called Nobody, and it's written for your wife. Can you tell us about that single?
So it says, I'll hold nobody's hand but yours, and that I'll kiss nobody's lips but yours. But what I'm actually saying is that I'm not going to think about anybody else. I'm not going to look at anybody else. It's you and only you forever. And I could never have written that song before I met my wife, because I never felt that way about anybody. Everybody was disposable. I wish I would have never been or known anybody until I met her. That would have been the greatest thing. I didn't know she was coming, though. And that's my one regret in life, that I didn't know that she was coming, so that nobody else would know, you know, anything about me except her. That's my one regret.
Brian McKnight, you better be romantic.
I know.
Brian,
here's
McKnight.
The part that's great about it. Brian did not have a heart, but he wrote the greatest love songs of his generation. So that's not bad. And I said it, Brian McKnight, I said this before, I felt like, to be honest, Brian, you had the greatest voice of your generation. Brother, we wish you the best. Congratulations, man, for finding love, man. And we look forward to seeing you soon in the DMV when all this reopens.
Yes, I can't wait. I'll see you guys. Thanks so much.
All right, so Brian, who just found love, at the ripe age of whatever. No. Here it is. The song we've been talking about, of course, dedicated to your lovely wife. The first time here on WHUR, Nobody.
You're the single best part of my day.